Christmas, I know a lot of people say you can't say that, but I say that in the stores and everywhere, and I haven't had anybody get mad at me, so I would encourage you to keep saying Merry Christmas. So if you're comfortable, please stand, and we're going to start with our first Christmas carol.
Gloria, Francis Day.
Thank you so much. You may be seated.
Welcome. As we've been walking through Advent, and Advent means coming, and in the 4 weeks of Advent, we've been focusing, as we light the different candles, on Christ, our hope, our peace, our joy, our love, and it all culminates to tonight, where we light the Christ candle, and this is what it's been building for. The one that we've been waiting for to come has finally come. And so now we're going to have the Advent reading tonight.
In the last 4 weeks of Advent leading up to Christmas, we have lit the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. Tonight we will light the final candle, the white candle, which is the Christ candle. The Christ candle represents Christ and the role he plays in the Christmas story. Jesus brought light into the world through his arrival on earth as a baby. The white tends to symbolize Christ's purity, showing Christ's blamelessness.
John 1:9-14, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of the natural descent, nor of human decision. Or born not of natural... Okay, well, sorry. I thought I ruined it. Okay. Not of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Christ connects all of the Advent candles. Through him, we can have hope, peace, joy, and love. Without him, why have any of those things? Christ stepped down into darkness to light the world. Because of him, we can be a light unto others, showing them the true meaning of Christmas. John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. Thanks be to God for his indiscernible gift to us.
Now we're going to pray. Jesus, thank you for leaving your place in heaven and come and bring hope to our world. Turn our brokenness to healing, our grief to joy, and our despair to hope. You are truly the Savior of the nations. We want to intentionally give you control of our yesterdays, todays, and tomorrows, where you lead us ultimately where we want to follow. Amen.
Please stand and we'll sing a couple more Christmas carols.
Over the hills and everywhere, go
shepherds kept their watching, or silent watch by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds fear and tremble when low above the earth rang out the angels' choirs that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation, that blessed Christ was born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
We're singing, go tell it on the mountain,
over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. To the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven. To the earth the Savior brings. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sound. Sins and sorrows born, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings fall. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. The world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
Thank you. You may be seated.
I'm going to read from Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25, the birth of Jesus the Messiah. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, She became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, a dream, Joseph, son of David. The angel said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded, and he took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Thank you.
the shepherds and angels, Luke 2:8-20. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
When the angels had returned to heaven, the angels said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all of these things in her heart, and she thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Somebody said recently that God moves at two speeds, slow and suddenly. About 10 years ago, my oldest brother had a work truck, and he had a backup camera in the truck. You guys probably have most of this in your vehicles now. But he got up early in the morning, and he backed his truck up, and he ran right into his wife's car. I said, "How's that even possible? You have a backup camera." And he said, "Well, the camera came on slowly, and then everything happened suddenly." I talked to him today, and he said his bumper actually went right through her, his hitch went right through the bumper of her car. Like, that's how hard he hit it. And just when that happened, somebody walked by. So he undid his window, and he said, "It's okay, it's my wife's car." So if you ever get into a problem like that, it's okay, it's your wife's car. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament said of the coming Messiah, "Unto us a son is given, unto us a son is born. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Fast forward 600 years. Israel's being dominated by the Romans, and nothing seems to be happening, not even slowly. But then there are shepherds in their fields at night. Do you have animals? Have you ever worked on a farm? Nothing goes quickly when you're working with animals. But then suddenly, angels declare glory on high that this day in the town of Bethlehem, that Jesus Christ the Savior is born. You know what? Those shepherds would have been watching flocks by night over and over and over and over again. Until one night, suddenly. And you might be here tonight and it feels like nothing is happening. Nothing is moving in your life. Keep doing the right things. Keep drawing close to God and let him draw close to you. Because one of these days, he's going to come suddenly. Let's pray. God, we know that we have such little control in so many parts and aspects of our lives. And we need you to come and meet us and engage us and make a way when there is no way. And so we pray that we would have the courage and the strength and the grace to hold on to you and let you come in a dynamic and real way like only you can. Amen.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Is his name.
get you to remain standing. We're going to do our candlelight and sing Silent Night. I'm just going to give you a little instruction. Our Advent readers are going to light the white candles off the Christ candle, and the candles are on the end of the row. And so there are some ends of the rows where there are no people, so take those candles. And they're going to come and light your candle. And so what they're going to do is they're going to lean their candle toward you. You just hold your candle. But then when you turn around to light the person's candle behind you, you'll then bend yours, and they will hold theirs straight. So I'll be watching to see if you followed instructions correctly. So we're going to start with our Advent readers coming and lighting and singing.
Okay. Ernie, do we have 3 or 4 verses? 4. Okay, we're going to do all 4 verses.
Turn the lights up. I'll get you to blow your candle out, and then you can put it underneath your chair. So you understand why blowing it out first is a good idea before you put it under your chair. We've intentionally keep our Christmas Eve service short because we have kids at it, and you might be doing something with your kids yet tonight, or they might be going straight to bed. But I also have good news. Before that happens, we're going to give them candy bags. So, yeah, so that's going to happen as well. So I'm just going to do the benediction, and then let me get to the back so I can wish you Merry Christmas before you go out. As you go... I'm not hearing as well as I used to. As you go, go under the sign of the cross, and may the peace of Christ, if there's something we need in our world, it's peace. May the peace of Christ rest upon you and your family. Amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's okay.
The tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Hey, have a Merry Christmas.